Coming up next on Lutheran Radio UK.
Songs of Hope. A weekly reflection on the Psalms with Denise Seaman.
Welcome and thank you once again for joining me this week as we read and explore the Scriptures, God's holy word of hope and joy. Today's reflection is on Psalm 60. O God, you have rejected us, broken our defenses. You have been angry. Oh, restore us. You have made the land to quake. You have torn it open. Repair its breaches, for it totters. You have made your people see hard things. You have given us wine to drink that made us stagger. You have set up a banner for those who fear you, that they may flee to it from the bow. That your beloved ones may be delivered, give salvation by your right hand and answer us. God has spoken in his holiness. With exultation I will divide up Shechem and portion out the vale of Succoth. Gilead is mine, Manasseh is mine, Ephraim is my helmet, Judah is my scepter, Moab is my washbasin, upon Edom I cast my shoe. Over Philistia I shout in triumph. Who will bring me to the fortified city? Who will lead me to Edom? Have you not rejected us, O God? You do not go forth, O God, with our armies. O grant us help against the foe, for vain is the salvation of man. With God we shall do valiantly. It is he who tread down our foes. When I was a young girl, we were fortunate to live in a neighborhood with houses that were filled with other kids about my age. During the summers when school was out of session, all those long, lazy, fun-filled days were put to good use with endless games of our own making. One of the games that routinely came up during our evening romps was called Capture the Flag. We'd divide ourselves into teams, and there were always a couple of good guy teams and a couple of bad guy teams. Each was assigned their own parcel of land in the yard, and each tied their respective flags onto a stake. And then, at the signal, the invading, stealing, capturing, and sneaking around began. It's interesting how child's play can really mimic the chaos of the grown-up world. Well, the Israelites, the people chosen by God to be his flock, were often surrounded and attacked by their many enemies. The invading, stealing, capturing, and sneaking around was real for them, and it was frightening. Much of their pain and sorrow was because of their own grievous sins against God, disobeying his commands, giving in to their own sinful desires of the flesh, rejecting the promises God made to them, especially the promise that he would send them a Savior. In the first few verses of the psalm today, the psalmist doesn't ask God the question why his people are made to suffer at the hand of their enemies, but he tells it like it is. You've rejected us, broken our defenses, you've been angry at us. You've caused the land to quake, tear open, and totter, and made our people suffer to the point of great discouragement. But then, in the very next verse, the beauty of God's love shows through in the psalmist's words of faith and hope and joy. God has set up a banner for his frightened people, to which they can run to for protection, and has granted these frightened yet beloved ones salvation by God's right hand. Where the Lord found it just to punish his rebellious people, he also, in his compassionate mercy, allowed all who still trusted in him to repent, turn back to the Lord their God in their hearts and their actions, and be saved. A banner in those days was a flag carried at the front of an army, an easily visible point that was always protected, so that if it came time to retreat from the enemy, the remaining soldiers could rally together under that flag to plan their counterattack and plot their victory. In sports today, you often see a team who is trailing behind in the score, and they'll call a timeout to gather around the coach on the sidelines, who will give them a new game plan to outsmart the other team while at the same time choosing very powerful words of encouragement to fire up the team and to encourage them to get the job done and win the game. The coach is their rally flag, or their banner. Our banner, as it was for the Israelites, is the certain comfort we have in the Lord, his very word, written for us in the Bible and spoken from the pulpits through our pastors. When our enemies surround us, poised to attack our weaknesses, we pray to the Lord and we go to his word for strength. God's promise through the prophet Isaiah reads, I have chosen you and not cast you off. Fear not, for I am with you. Be not dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you. I will help you. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand. And again, God's word through the Apostle Peter. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. According to his great mercy, he has caused us to be born again to a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead, to an inheritance that is imperishable, undefiled, and unfading, kept in heaven for you, who by God's power are being guarded through faith for a salvation ready to be revealed in the last time. In this you rejoice, though now for a little while, if necessary, you have been grieved by various trials. What a comfort to know that the Lord keeps his promises, for he alone is perfectly holy. And while God doesn't necessarily punish us for specific sins, we certainly do feel the pain of the consequences which come from a sinful world and our own rebellious thoughts and actions, causing us to suffer greatly in our minds, in our hearts, and in our physical lives. So we run. We run, whether in fear, in joy, in hope, to the banner of God's true word, where we remember God's promises that he will never leave nor forsake us, but will be with us always because he deeply loves us, his dear children. Christ's very words recorded by the Apostle John assures us thus, And the Father loved me, so have I loved you. Abide in my love. These things I have spoken to you, that my joy may be in you, and that your joy may be full. Before we've even prayed the words, God has delivered on all of his promises. In our little summertime children's game of good guys and bad guys, the neighborhood kids were always glad when my older sister played with us, because we all knew that if real fighting started to threaten the fun of the game, she would step in, call a truce, joyfully set all the prisoners free, and convince the entire motley crew to play a new game. I guess she was kind of like our protective banner. Yet we know that no human attempts will ever be enough to protect us through to salvation. We win no battles on our own, but only by the gifts from God. As our psalmist wrote today, Vain is the salvation of man, for we cannot save ourselves from the greatest enemy, Satan. Only God can and has done that when he defeated the devil by allowing Jesus to be our scapegoat, dying on the cross and being raised again to glory. Christ Jesus is our everlasting victor. In Christ, we find the comfort of knowing that in the midst of our wars and suffering, God has not rejected us, but seeks us out and desires to save all people. In God's word, we find the hope that even though we sin, he forgives us through his Son and has restored us to his good grace. We find the love of Christ Jesus that knows no bounds when it comes to all who trust and believe in him. For God is patient and kind and merciful, way beyond what mere humans could ever be. With God alone shall we do valiantly, as he treads down the evil foe, so to him we give him all the glory. We pray. Dear Lord, help us to remember your promises to us when we feel overwhelmed with the trials of life. We thank and praise you with the psalmist today, that with you we will do valiantly, as you have destroyed forever Satan, who is our biggest foe. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Songs of Hope with Denise Seaman will be back next week. Please write your comments, suggestions or requests to info@lutheranradio.co.uk. Check our program online and stay tuned for more.
Love is in the air.
Christ is in the air.
Lutheran Radio UK.